when we go into that time of the year, to sit down on the last day of January and prepare these green rushes, and we're going to make these crosses, and this was the harbinger of good days to come. The days, we can see them already. We've got to gain the half an hour since Christmas. So, you know, springtime festivals coming up as well. We had to have a date for Bridges Day, of course, and it had to try and smother out the pagan festivals as well, which it did. And I don't see where the big fault would have been in not, you know, having a day dedicated to, whether it's Bridget or whatever you want to call her, but the belief in a woman that kept a faith alive. That would be my take on it. You know, it's the same. We know we lost St. Christopher. Well, Christopher, the term Christopher, is Greek. It translates the carrier of Christ. Hence, you'll see the depiction of the traveler with the child on his shoulder. It's a Christopher medal. I suppose, you know, why would you expunge that? You know, when we're all supposed to share the weight and the burden.
Okay, well, I just think when you consider that in order to get into that group today, you really do have to jump through hoops, and even the Pope had to, you know, Pope John Paul II or Saint Mother Teresa. Now, you know, they had to have miracles behind them. They have to go through a certain process.
Yes.
When an entity doesn't necessarily exist, I think, now I'm no supporter of the Vatican.
No.
But I would say that, look, if in fact that this has been a little bit makey-uppy, then, but I'm completely with you in the idea behind it, whether it's the goddess Bridget or this very generous woman who took the, gave everything off her back, I think you're right. It's very important that the ideals, the sentiments behind this are you know, remembered and saluted, and especially at this time of year as we go from the dark into the light, that it isn't allowed to pass. So
yeah,
that's fine as far as I'm concerned.
Now, when we talk about miracles, I have here, and honestly don't know where I bought this book. I've had it a long time, and it's a book called, can you get it there?
Yep, Miracle of Ireland.
Now, that is the miracle. And it's actually, as you open it, it's a French. It's been translated from the French, and it deals mostly with France and Belgium. It's been translated, please hear this, and I paid no heed to this until recently. Translated from the French by the Earl of Wicklow. You know, and it's a 1958 publication. So when we're talking about miracles, the miracle is that the Catholicism survived in Ireland. Think about that. For over 800 years, there've been people trying to hammer it out of us. Been beat into it. One generation beat out the other. But I think the true miracle is the fact that it survived. And that is a fantastic book. And mostly it deals with Irish in Europe. But they're coming out of Ireland. And they're coming out of a very strong faith in Ireland. So the real miracle of, when we talk about miracles, it's the miracle of Ireland that I think we should be looking closer to.
But would you not say that Catholicism was a great rallying focal point against the occupiers, that somehow people got strength and sustenance from the notion that as Catholics they were united as in their opposition to everything about the English oppressors?
Yes, but I think in the early days that had to be it had to be because they were Irish Catholics. They belonged to the Irish Catholic Church, was the sustainer. Later on, if you look at it, Ireland is actually used and abused from one side and used by the other. It was going to be the toehold of any invasion of England. which was the attraction of Rome, France, and Spain. You know, so we have beliefs and customs in Ireland that don't have anywhere else in the Christian world. And more, I suppose, we turn blind eyes to one thing, but in Ireland, it's different. And I think we owe that difference to these holy men and women that went before us now. I can see why they needed to expunge that end because of the close association the Irish had with pre-Christian times. There is a transition period concerning both Bridget and Colin Kill, in that there's still elements of the Brehon Law still in use. So the personage of Bridget, again, would owe her success to Brehon Law. Now, again, it's cloudy, granted that, but some woman somewhere set up a nunnery. If it's the case that we have to call her Bridget, so be it. But there has been, for 1,500 years, there's been a tradition of nunneries in Ireland. And it had to start somewhere.